What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back here live at Fenway Park, thank you to Megan Ottolini, Alex Cora, Joe Mazzulla. We are joined now by Ted Comenda, a melanoma patient from Falmouth, 54 years old, and his doctor, Dr. Beth Bookbinder from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
So, Ted, tell us a little bit about your diagnosis and your story. You just told us a little story off air that I want you to tell that I think is absolutely eye-opening.
Okay, so I was diagnosed in August of 2023. And well, first thing they kind of do is give you a surgery to take care of all the margins, try to get it all out. So you can interrupt me when I'm wrong. So nevertheless, that surgeon said to me, he said, listen, if it was 10 years ago, I'd tell you to get a six-pack of beer, a carton of smokes, and go watch the sunset because you're done. And
10 years ago, not 50.
Ten years ago.
That's not very long ago.
Wow. So that's what all this research does, all these dollars do. They go to great things, and it's just it's amazing, really, what Dr. Bookbinder and her team have are accomplishing on a day-to-day basis.
Ted, I gotta, how did you know something was wrong initially?
So I'm an idiot, but I had a thing growing out of my right arm that I thought was like a wart almost, really, right? It looked like that or maybe a pimple, for lack of a better thing. So I ignored it, of course, and then I decided I'd use duct tape because that can pretty much fix everything. So I put that on there.
Oh, man. Right? That's something I would do.
WD-40 wasn't available?
Yeah, right. And I had it. But that didn't work. And at that point, my girlfriend was like, you need to get down and see a doctor.
So I read also you've done immunotherapy and also a vaccine that was in clinical trial or one of the first ones to test it out. What was your... What sort of hesitations did you have about doing some of these therapies? Because I'm sure you may have heard previously like, oh, you know, I have cancer. I probably maybe take some pills. It could be radiation, chemotherapy, and you're doing next level stuff. What was your willingness and hesitation about that?
Well, first of all, never go online and find out what you got. And look at
the internet is a scary place for a lot of reasons,
right.
Ted.
It's terrifying. And so I did that, and then I said, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm in the best hands I can possibly be with Dr. Bookbinder. I said, whatever you think I should do, let's do it. And I'll defer to you from there, really.
Yeah. No, so he's on a great therapy. So what it is it's a combination of an immune therapy that basically boosts his immune system to hunt down any melanoma cells and attack them. But then in addition, he's on a vaccine. And what it is we've actually taken his tumor, figured out what's different about it. And so this vaccine is only for him, only for his tumor. And it's being given to actually guide the immune system and make it attack his tumor. And so he's getting those two therapies together.
Wow.
So yeah, it's what's called a personalized vaccine. It's only against his melanoma and being given with this therapy that boosts the immune system. So it's really incredible.
Mask, how high are the efficacy of treating that is, like when you're getting this personalized vaccine versus...
Maybe- yeah, so it's still in trial. It's been really promising. There's already been one kind of trial readout that suggests that it really lowers the risk of recurrence by probably about 40%. So we'll see. The trial that Ted is on, hopefully will read out even similar, if not better. So we're really hopeful that it'll show that it can really work against melanoma.
So what is the process like in terms of that science behind getting a patient and figuring out exactly what vaccine they need?
Yeah, it is incredible because they take the tumor, break it down, sequence it, figure out what's different about it from the normal cells in the body, figure out what the immune system might recognize. So not just what's different, but what the immune system might actually see as different. Then they create, and in this case, it's actually an mRNA vaccine. They build up these mRNA molecules that'll create that protein so that the immune system sees it and says, okay, I need to attack that. And it takes a while. It's actually not a super quick thing to develop this vaccine. but it's amazing. And there's many different vaccines that are in development right now, some mRNA, some what are called peptide, which is little pieces of protein. And it's super exciting science because it's actually, you know, one of the first like truly, truly personalized therapies where it's really just for one patient.
So that sounds very costly. It sounds very labor intensive, time intensive. I'm assuming that is why you at the Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, need these funds to save.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Save lives like Ted.
Exactly. So we've got tons of immune therapies like the vaccines. We're now starting to do a lot of cellular therapies where we actually use immune cells, make them stronger, and then give them back to fight the cancer. And all of these therapies are, you know, require a lot of investment in terms of people, in terms of time, in terms of money. And so having funds that can really help support that is so important and so valuable. In addition, the funds also allow us to figure out who the best person to give these therapies are so that we don't have, you know, we're not giving them to a ton of people at a high price that really won't benefit. So it's amazing what can be done with the money that we get.
How close do you think we are to seeing these vaccines kind of regularly curing cancer?
Yeah, I'm pretty hopeful, I've got to say. So I started in this field back in the days when I had a mentor who said, how can you go into melanoma? All your patients are going to die. And now more than half of my patients are living normal lives. And so if we can just figure out ways to make it even better for the other half and get them good cures, then it'll be amazing. I'll be out of business, which I can't wait to be.
Big Cape guy, Ted?
Pardon me, sir?
Cape Cod guy?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been there about 50 years, really.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
A whole time.
Yeah.
And up in Falmouth, huh?
Yeah, well, Falmouth, Hyannis, Centerville areas. Yeah.
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 I love Cape Cod as well. I road race over the weekend.
Sure.
Crazy times.
It's unbelievable.
But I just wanted to give you a chance maybe to talk about how much it's meant to you to be in the hands of not only Dr. Bookbinder, but the experience you've had in Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, and how when you thought maybe for a second, like, that's it, there's no hope, versus like, hey, here you are carrying on enjoying Cape Cod life.
Sure, sure. So after I'd gotten to that sort of no hope experience online, you know, suddenly you go up to Boston, you meet Dr. Bookbinder. In my case, you meet the teams at Dana-Farber, and you suddenly feel relieved almost. I mean, I hate to say that, but relieved. First, you're terrified. I mean, terrified. Are you going to die? Right? And then suddenly you're relieved. And you say, you know what? I now am in great hands, people that care, compassionate, empathetic, really want you to succeed, obviously. And it just, it's life-changing, for lack of a better term. Or you go from the worst feeling of your life to suddenly being like, all right, I can do this. And these guys are great at what they do, and they can get me to that finish line, to the road race analogy there.
And it has to help when not only do you know they have the knowledge, but Dr. Bookbinder clearly brings an energy, a confidence.
Right.
I mean, she basically said, I can't wait till I don't have a job. Like,
right.
You're putting your faith in that person. It seems easier.
100%, right? And you walk in there, everybody's smiling, everybody's upbeat, because they know. I mean, they have to know that people that are walking in there are terrified, really,
right?
Her and her team are amazing at that. And really, every floor I'm on at Dana-Farber, they're like that. It's just really great.
Doc, just real quick, is there something you would recommend, you know, if Ted identified or his girlfriend identified something? I mean, not putting duct tape on it maybe, but just go and get it checked. If there's something abnormal on you, go get it checked out.
If there's something abnormal on you, go get it checked. And I have to say, half the time it's the family that says, hey, that doesn't look so good. Why don't you get that checked out? And, you know, if a family member is worried about something, get it checked. It's, you know, your primary care. I know it's hard to get into dermatology sometimes, but just bring it to a doctor's attention, because it's better to get
moles.
It off when it's small.
But it's not just moles. It's like different things. Like,
right.
Look, anyway, that doesn't seem like skin cancer to me. Oh, yeah, it is.
And you touched on it earlier, men. You said, you know, men are idiots. Yeah, men get duct tape. Men say, just wait, it'll go.
Right.
We're like that. I feel like men need that little reminder. Like, if it doesn't seem right, if you see something a little weird, go get it checked out.
And, yeah.
So we are all.
I think regardless, people need to get it checked out. But yes, actually,
men can
more.
Be stubborn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be nice. We're idiot. I believe you said idiot.
Yeah, right.
Idiots, stubborn. We all fall under that category. So, Ted Commenda, Dr. Beth Bookbinder, we appreciate you guys stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Boating, you got your own boat?
I don't have my own, but I have friends that have boats.
That is the best kind of boat. Yep. From what, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I'm the friend with the boat,
okay,
so
perfect.
I pay for the gas. I bring
talk
the beer.
To you later before.
All right, Ted, Dr. Bookbinder, appreciate
thank
you joining
guys.
Us.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back here at Fenway Park. WEEI Afternoons rolling along. The 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.